Welcome back to Motherload Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. It's a unique opportunity this morning to hear from the three superintendents of the high schools in Tuolumne County. We're joined in studio from the Somerville Union High School District, Robert Griffith, from the Sonora Union High School District, Patrick Shabbat, and from the Big Oak Flat Groveland Unified School District, Dave Urquhart. Robert Griffith, I'll come to you out of the break here. I want to ask you just about what are you noticing in regards to graduation rates at Somerville High School, and do you feel that that high school today is preparing students to go into the workforce or to college, whatever they so choose?
Sure. Data shows is they've been fairly level. Particularly in our county, our graduation rates are higher than the state average, which we appreciate. We're never really satisfied as long as they're under 100%, but we also recognize that not every student is successful to complete their high school education in 4 years. I know in our county, we've continued to really focus on a grant that we all received, which is adult education, and is to provide for adults that opportunity to come back and to complete that high school diploma, because most jobs at least require that entry-level high school diploma before they can even be considered. So the second part of the question?
You know, do you feel that students are ready to go into the workforce and go?
Oh, right. You know, we are in education, and particularly in high school, looking for every possible angle that we can prepare our students for what is a constantly changing environment, whether that be as far as technology and the jobs that are out there that are available, and looking for ways to prepare students either for college or for career, or you know, being for you know, members of the community that can contribute. And so it's not an easy, or it's not a simple solution when we're looking to say, okay, we want to prepare our students technologically, we want to prepare them in terms of their academics, in terms of college readiness, and also looking at providing specific job skills. And so I think we're doing a better and better job, but at the same time, the landscape is more and more complicated. And so we're continually assessing what programs we have and whether those are meeting the needs of our students, and how to reach maybe the lower third of our students that at the end of high school, they're still not sure what direction they want to go, and try and get them in a position so they can pursue a future that can land them in a job that's going to provide for themselves and for their future families.
Dave Urquhart with the Big Oak Flat Groveland Unified School District. What are your thoughts just on the graduation rates and preparing students for that next level, whether it's further education or going into the workforce?
Well, I'll ditto what Robert just said about our county's graduation rates, which are good. In my little district, we have so few students that it's pretty easy to keep track of them. And yet at the same time, we do have students in the adult ed program or adults that come back. But we have a good success rate with graduation, and I think that's partly because a little bit different with the two bigger high schools, but when you only have 10 or 12 seniors at your school, you can keep pretty close track of them and have them stay after school to finish work or whatever the case may be. So that helps us out. As far as readiness to go on in education, you know, like the other schools, we promote going on in education. It doesn't mean that you have to go to a four-year college, but go to a program. It could be a trade school, a tech school. It could be junior college for a specific program or four-year college. And I think Robert mentioned the Get Focused, Stay Focused program, which each of the high schools have now. Mm-hmm. What we found in our first year last year was that the students really felt like they had a goal, because they had researched so many different careers and what their interests are and what their goals in life are, that they were able to come out of that class and say, you know what, this is kind of where I want to go. And they actually had a game plan, which made a lot of sense. And so we hope that that continues and we can keep promoting that. We have, even in our little schools, we've tried to add career tech type programs. We have a couple of good culinary arts programs. We have a robotics program. We have welding. We've got medical careers. So we're trying to add what kids are interested in and what their Get Focused, Stay Focused program leads them to. So we use that data to add classes.
Those different areas that you mentioned, being a smaller district, you have to rely on partnerships with different entities to try to have those services?
In some cases, yes, but our staff is pretty well versed, and they're willing to give these things a shot if that's not their area of expertise. So we do offer them. Sometimes it's just for a few students, but we try and offer what we can with the staffing that we have.
And Pat Chabot, what is your take from Sonora High School's perspective when it comes to the graduation rate and in preparing students for that next level?
I agree that our county's graduation rate is way above the state average, and I think we're doing a really good job. And again, we want to continue improving on that. At Sonora High School, we've really concentrated on college prep courses and AP classes. We've got a lot of them, but not every kid goes to college. And so we also have really expanded our career tech ed programs over the last several years to make sure that students have an ability to look into some options as to what they want to do and try it out. Our cosmetology program is probably one of the best in the entire state for a high school. We've got, you know, fire science through Columbia College, auto, welding, photography, culinary arts. Throughout, when you downtown Sonora, almost all the restaurants hire our students from the culinary arts program. And for even students that maybe aren't successful at Sonora High School, we have a fantastic alternative education program. Cassina High School, which is our continuation school. Ted Bird High School is our independent study school. And we also have an adult ed program up there that I think last year we had over 60 graduates from the adult ed program. So we're trying to provide something for every student so that they can be successful after high school and give them direction. We're also implementing the Get Focused, Stay Focused so that they can really look at what they want, you know, the options that they have out there and hopefully stay focused on what they want to do and not mess up. And so I think that's going to help with all of our graduation rates, that Get Focused, Stay Focused that all of the high schools are implementing this year.
Superintendent Urquhart, I'll start with you with this next question. What do you notice when it comes to just student alcohol and drug use? Do you think things are getting worse? Or are they getting better in a general sense among teens today?
You know, actually, we see very little of that in the school setting. You know, we do hear about activities over the weekends and so on. But I think, I would say over my career, there are fewer incidences of that going on right now, at least in the district I'm working in.
Superintendent Chabot, how about Sonora Union High School District?
I agree. I think, you know, it's still around. Some students are doing it, but I think they're getting the message that it would be stupid to do it at school. They could get into a lot of trouble, and it could really impact their future if they were to do something like that at the high schools. And so I think, you know, if the students are doing it, they're doing it, you know, on their own, at home, or at least on the weekends. You know, I don't think it'll ever go away, but I think the students are finally getting the message how dangerous it is to be doing that, especially if they're driving.
Is it something that the school actively patrols for or looks for in the school setting?
Yeah, we're always looking for it. And we, you know, Sonora High School, we're lucky enough to have a school resource officer on campus every once in a while. And if something like that does happen, we're able to deal with it. And the parents are usually pretty receptive to any kind of issues that we have to bring up to them.
And Superintendent Griffith, how about Somerville?
Well, I'll speak for Somerville, and I'll also make more a generalized statement as well, and that is, you know, over the course of time, we've transitioned from dealing with, it seems like, tobacco and once in a while alcohol, whereas now what we are really on guard for is marijuana. And the reason is because it's so much more accessible, and it's become more and more apparent that more parents are using at home, whether that be medical marijuana or otherwise. It's more prevalent, it's more use accessible. So even previous to coming here and at Somerville, that's what we really have our alert to. And you know, whereas 10, 15 years ago, if you found marijuana on a student, that was a really big deal. And it's still a big deal, but it doesn't carry that same stigma because it's so much more available. So that's a concern that we have. I'm going to jump back, too, for a moment, if you don't mind, to the previous question on preparing students for after high school. Give a little plug here, and that is the I don't know if you've heard about the Sonora Foundation, or excuse me, the Columbia College Foundation is putting together a Promise Scholarship. And we've sat down in a meeting with the foundation, and they are planning putting together a program in which they're calling it the Promise Scholarship, and it's going to start the fall of 2018. And that's really partnering all with every senior this year, every current senior, this graduating class will have the opportunity to attend Columbia College tuition-free. And that's when we talk about opportunities for students, and that we've got a Columbia College and their foundation, and then those who are going to support, we hope many in the community will support this effort, it's a one-year commitment with hopefully for more of a long-term impact or that will carry into further years. But that there shouldn't be a single student that can use finances as an excuse that they cannot continue their education in the fall of 2018. And so we're excited about that because it says, okay, those that have fallen through the cracks, not sure what they want to do, they can go and either take an academic load or they can take a career and technical training direction at our local college and begin to work towards a positive future after high school. So that's something that's very unique for every listener that knows a high school student or a high school senior, and that this is going into place, and then they hope we'll keep this on their radar, support it financially, and support the concept that every student will have an opportunity to go to college tuition-free in our county.
Yeah, it's an amazing program. What's your early sense? Do you think students are going to buy in?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Certainly.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The word's getting out to them, and they're excited about it.
Again, we're going to take one more break. We're talking with the superintendents with the high schools in Tuolumne County. We're joined in studio this weekend by Dave Urquhart with the Big Oak Flat Groveland Unified School District, from Sonora Union High School District, Patrick Shabbat, and from Somerville Union High School District, Robert Griffith. We'll return with our final segment of Motherlode Views in just a minute. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small.